Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. We're going to do the 8.11 patch notes. Before that, I want to tell you where to get the Week 3 Battle Star if you've gotten all your Week 3 challenges done. And this is one that is kind of out in the middle of nowhere that you might not have been. This is an area I actually go a lot, but I know not a lot of other people do because I am frequently in this whole area by myself. So the exact location of this battle star is going to be in the grid I-4. And then when you go to I-4, there is kind of in the middle of I-4, you're going to find it's kind of like a little secret cave or shrine. Inside the cave, there's a chest that spawns there. But above the cave, there's another like little pyramid that's kind of halfway built with steps up there, so you have to build up to that to those steps, and once you reach the steps, that is exactly where the battle star is going to be. So yeah, go to I-4, kind of in the middle. It's in the jungle, so it's kind of hard to see on the grid. You can't actually see the building slash cave thing itself on the map. It's blocked by trees, so just kind of go to the middle area, search around. It's on the hill, so if you're below the hill, if you're not actually on the hill, you're not in the right location. It's kind of like up a hill. A little tough to find this one if you don't know the area. I happen to know this area very well, so it was easy for me to find. Alrighty guys, let's get into our 8.11 patch notes now. So for Battle Royale, what's new? The Flint Knock pistol. Knock knock, who's there? Flint knock. That's who. Pick the perfect time and knock yourself or enemies back with this new weapon. Let's see here. You know what, guys? Actually, let's get down to general before we move on with that, because they always put the general at the end. I always forget that. So for performance, they fixed performance issue when caching shaders on Mac, which should improve load times. And for gameplay bug fixes, they knocked an issue that was preventing Xbox players from being able to accept party invites from friends. And for known issues, head to the issues Trello board. Let's see here, guys. Okay, now let's get back to the Flint Knock and the details about that. Weapons and items: the Flint Knock pistol, available in common and uncommon rarities, found from floor loot, knocks back the shooter. Can also knock back the target if they're close enough. The closer you are to the target, the farther they get knocked back. The shooter can crouch to prevent knockback, so that's a good thing to know. If you are crouching as the shooter, you can prevent the knockback effect it will have on you. For close range damage, it does 86 and 90 damage. For the common 86 and uncommon 90. It has significant damage fall off. So the farther you get away, it's going to start doing a lot less damage. You must reload after each shot. It has a 3-second reload time, and it uses heavy ammo. They unvaulted the impulse grenade. Impulse strength against vehicles has been increased by 344%. So I know impulse grenade is something that a lot of people have been wanting back in the game anyway, just for some extra mobility items. But these are actually going to be really good for countering the baller now as well, because you're going to be able to send them flying. And if you're anywhere near the edge of a map, or if you're in the end game and it's the circles where the circle is moving and you hit them with the impulse grenade, they're going to go flying into the storm and they're going to get lost in the storm. They also increase this impulse strength of explosive weapons against vehicles by 233%. So that's going to knock them back pretty good now as well when you're using explosives against vehicles, especially those ballers. They scoped assault rifle. They increase the base damage from 23 to 27 and 26 for the scoped assault rifle. They reduce the spawn rate of the baller from 100% to 50%. So you're not going to see them 100% spawn now, so they'll be a little bit less rare to see. We got the limited time mode one shot. I'm not going to read the details. This is one that we've had plenty of times before. This is the one where, you have low gravity and snipers only. Let's see here. For events, the tournament update, Gauntlet Solo Test Event and Gauntlet Duo Test Event. They added two additional extended sessions, which will run 24 hours a day from March 19th until March 23rd and from March 23rd until March 26th. The new tournament, Blackheart Cup, March 23rd and 24th. We talked about this yesterday, but there's some more details here. It will be another one that is a $100,000 cash prize tournament. So if you can get in the top 3%, then you can get in this Blackheart Cup, as long as it unlocks for you. Participation in this event requires players to have placed in the top 3% globally of any Gauntlet Test event session prior to the start of the tournament. The prize pool will be distributed across all server regions with official rules and details released later this week. Format will be March 23rd, round 1, all eligible players, and March 24th will be round 2, the top 3,000 players from round 1. Participating in tournaments and Gauntlet tests now requires a minimum account level of 15. The requirement was previously at 10. For audio, the bug fixes fix an issue that caused the baller's toe hook release sound to trigger twice each time. For UI bug fixes, the new style for the whiteout outfit can now be selected. Event leaderboards are no longer display everyone as being at rank 0. For art and animation, they adjusted lighting, increased lighting contrast in areas of shadow, and increased color vibrancy. For mobile, they have bug fixes. They fixed an issue where full screen support was not working on Samsung S10 devices, fixed an issue preventing in-game surveys from appearing on mobile devices. These random surveys were added in the version 8.1 update, but were not appearing on mobile devices. Be sure to leave us your feedback if you receive one after a match. Fix various mobility stability related issues. We'll be monitoring their impact and continue investigating any additional issues. Let us know what you're experiencing on our social channels. Alrighty guys, that is your Battle Royale patch notes. Going to take a quick little break here, and when we come back, we'll do our creative and save the world patch notes. Alright, creative, what's new? Black Glass Island. Reflect your creativity onto this brand new island. Islands the Black Glass Island bug fixes. They fix an issue where grenades were thrown from outside the save volume of islands toward the island would apply grenade effects, knockback chiller effects to other players and vehicles. The creative tools and phone bug fixes. They fix an issue where some objects had become untargetable with the phone, such as llamas and vehicles. Those now react correctly when targeted by the phone. For devices, they fix an issue where a sentry would occasionally not cause damage to players. And performance, they made stability improvements around ending and leaving games in creative mode. That is your creative patch notes. Let's do Save the World now. What's new? The Battlehound Jonesy. Need more grenades? No problem. Battlehound Jonesy rucksack perk has you covered. Sir Lancelot, make the husks disappear. Disappear. You won't be disappointed with these new attack animations. All right. Performance greatly optimization bandwidth using eliminated transport of redundant information, particularly around inventory and ability updates. This should reduce networking related hitching and desync issues, especially during combat. For heroes, the Battlehound Jonesy is returning. It's got a send perk of Rucksack, increases the frag grenade maximum charge by 1. Commander perk Rucksack Plus, increases the frag grenade charge by 4. Available in the weekly store from March 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern to March 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For bug fixes, they updated Hero's head model to the correct version. We will be marking Hero eligible for reset due to this change. Weapons and items. Sir Lancelot spear will be available in the weekly store. A spear using a new set of long-range narrow thrusting attacks. Heavy attack, joust, charge forward, damaging and knocking back smaller enemies in your way. It's available in the weekly store from March 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern to March 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And that is all your Save the World notes, guys. That's all of our patch notes for version 8.11. Just a small little update here. Easy to go over. Lots of neat stuff. Again, is, you know, for Battle Royale, it's going to be big to be able to use those impulse grenades, especially against vehicles, especially those ballers in the end game. So they might be worth carrying around just for that reason, that if you get in a lobby where a lot of people are in those balls, you will just be able to knock them back into the storm, and they'll, you know, be eliminated in those late game storms when the storm is doing, you know, 5 and 10 ticks of damage. Alrighty, guys, that is the episode for today. The item shop is still the same as the episode that we recorded last night. So if you're going to get any of those items, use that creator code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY in the item shop. I really appreciate it if you do. Make sure you head over to the Discord and join the daily Fortnite Discord. Follow me over on Twitch and YouTube, MikeDaddy on both of those places. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts to get a shout out here on the show. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun. Be safe and don't get lost in the storm.